much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Listen to me. I'm only gonna say this once. We are going on the trip now. It's going to be rough. It's going to feel like it's going on for a long time, so it's going to be hard to stay alert. It's going to be even harder to be quiet, but you have to do both. You have to do every single thing I say, or we will not make it. Understand?
Wake up! Brother, better put a little makeup! What is this? You want to shake up? I don't want to see this on the table!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
This resume is one of the worst written I've ever seen. And you didn't even fill out this form properly. Not even close. It's incomplete. It's worse than sloppy. I wanted to see you to tell you that if you ever want to find work anyplace, then you better get your act together, do things properly, and start showing some respect for a possible future employer. Because based on this, you'd never get hired here. And I would never recommend you for any work, any place.
I just want to say, you, bro. You're a piece of. You're here for the wrong reasons.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What did you do?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Your mom's an asshole.
Roll on.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
This one seems to be about to quit.
That's rock and roll. What can I say?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You don't even ask questions.
Radio.
Stop recapping, all right? It's not cool.
I don't have another cent.
But, yeah, no, yes.
But no more God can't join.
All right, all right, all right.
Just pass it around.
And no more God can't join,
my friend.
America.
But just pass it.
And now,
just a sad collection of fatuous, imbecilic, puerile, blithering milksops.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Friday morning, the 29th. This is my birthday.
Yay!
Yay!
29th of March.
Did you not realize it until you looked at
what?
The date?
All right.
Did you really know until you looked at the date?
No, I didn't pay it. I don't really pay attention to my birthday. I don't really pay attention to my birthday.
Do you just let him pass and it's
no,
not a
I'll
big
tell
deal
you what.
You?
Well, once you hit 80, it's like, all right, right. Birthdays
right.
are bad.
Right.
And they just remind you how old you are. No, when I was younger, we would celebrate. We had my mom's birthday is a week before mine.
Okay.
I went to Phoenix last weekend for her birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then my niece has the same birthday as mine. So we would always just sort of get together on a day that works for everybody.
Yeah, just lump it all in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was never like, oh, today everything has to happen. Today's
right.
the important day. It's just like, eh, it's going to be great. We're all going to get together and have fun.
So what you're saying is your childhood never really made you feel special.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
No,
what you're saying
no.
is, like, you feel completely neglected by your entire
no,
that, family,
right.
your parents.
No, I'm saying it was great. It was
and
fun.
And especially because yours was last, everyone was like, oh, God, Kevin's now.
I mean, I don't know.
So that, what you're saying yeah. is, as a child into your adulthood, you've always felt lesser than maybe everyone around you.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that.
Oh, Kevin.
I'm just saying that the day.
Yeah.
maybe you celebrate a week later.
Sounds like someone has denial for his birthday.
This is really sad. Yeah. Kevin, I mean, we're here for you on your birthday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know.
Thank God.
Did
you
find out when I announced it?
No, we knew. Okay. We knew, silly rabbit. Happy birthday. What are you going to do for your birthday now that you just remembered it was today?
A radio show.
Oh. Ooh.
Yes.
No.
I was thinking about that.
Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you love that Chip is sleeping in on your birthday?
That's fantastic.
That is a gift.
We're hoping she just forgot to set her alarm, or she pulled one of those, I thought it was the afternoon. She might think it's 5:30 at night right now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like missing Kevin's birthday is on purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
I agree, because she's hurtful.
Yeah, she is.
Did you get a text from her much?
No, I texted Chip because she usually relieves me at 5.
Yeah. Ew.
Figuratively.
Okay. Hello.
I wouldn't come anywhere.
And two texts at 5:07. First one was, you coming? Question mark.
Yep.
Nothing.
Still.
Second
still
one.
Hello.
Yeah.
Second one. You awake? Question mark. Nothing. I gave her two calls on the voicemail.
Oof.
So
the rule here.
Is this a true crime podcast now?
Oh,
you're jumping right to she's dead?
Just saying.
She's sleeping in.
Okay.
This is the rule. Most of the time, we don't even call.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it just makes it so much worse on you as it gets later and later. And, by the way, is there anyone more reliable than Chip?
No.
I mean, besides me, no. here's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
It's now 5:40.
Right.
That little human Chip lives in Orange County.
It's a bit of a drive.
If she wakes up any later, there's no point coming in because she won't get here because of traffic.
Right, but she'll have to. And that's the beauty of it. Because it's her job.
So mean.
So she'll get here she'll be in traffic for 2.5 hours and get here at 9:30.
Says the guy who's mentally abused his entire childhood.
Right?
I was not mentally abused. We had a great childhood. Come on, you guys.
When you see birthday hats, do you just get real triggers?
Shiver.
What about cake? Do you just pretend to like cake?
Kidding. I love cake.
You pretend. Yeah.
No, it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good, you guys.
Do you have any plans for tonight?
Not really.
Hmm.
No. Oh. It's okay, you guys.
Let's paint that sad as S.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just alone with a hat, one of the little pointy hats.
I buy my own stuff.
Yeah, one candle
one
and
candle.
A cupcake.
Oh, just one streamer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pinata of himself.
But his family comes over to hit that.
And then leaves immediately.
Doesn't say anything.
That's a sad picture that you're painting
Got
there, Jensen.
Got real dark, this show.
And Kevin, you're such a disease.
That's not the truth at all.
No.
It's not the truth about my childhood.
No.
I love my childhood.
Your family loves you. You
Thank
had a great
you.
Childhood.
Yes.
You threw rocks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Robbie.
I did, yeah.
Which comes to our special guest. Come on in, Robbie Joyner.
No.
He just comes in chucking things at you.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
I mean...
Good morning, and it's time to slay all day.
Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals!
Right?
Yeah, that is totally nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that at some point.
Yeah.
This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
A celebrity.
Love him so much.
He is. He's magic. Him and the musician Logic did something so beautiful.
I loved that.
It was, that was the point of it. To love it.
Right.
And
but it doesn't necessarily always work.
No, it doesn't always translate, but his documentary is going to be amazing.
Agreed. So, Ali has a secret break. That's what she was referencing. That supposedly Robbie Joyner was coming in. That was her joke, I hope. Mama Muggs, we're going to talk to about the Dodgers season.
I mean, she's got to be in a good mood, right?
Oh,
right?
No.
What was it, 12-5?
Yep.
Yeah, but she'll be like, it was too many home runs. They wasted them all in this game.
You peaked too early.
I swear to God.
She'll
find a way.
She says she's a huge Dodgers fan, but I think she's the worst. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, Muggs got taken out of Dodger Stadium before Kirk Gibson hit the home run.
Yeah.
They were in the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they got to eat Chinese food and find out from a waiter. So that's exciting.
If she finds something negative with yesterday's performance, then I think it says more about Muggs. Upbringing.
Mama Muggs is she can be a tiny bit negative.
Okay.
It's what? It's possible. We also have Cheers with Muggs on today's show. And we have the champion of the Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket.
Wow.
There are still 15 minutes for you to vote.
Yeah.
We're cutting it off at 6 a.m.
at krock.com.
Yep. And the voting is between Rodney and Victor Fuentes.
I mean, either one is going to be an amazing winner.
We should make them co-champs.
We're all winners.
We're all winners, absolutely.
I don't know that we're all winners.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, Chip's in bed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she wins. She's the winner.
That's
let's
a real
be honest.
Champ, yeah.
We will take a break, guys. We just found out that literally the voting for the Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket is separated by one vote.
Which is... it sounds like we're lying.
How's that possible?
That's unheard of.
It's literally one vote apart, these two, Rodney and Victor Fuentes.
People have 7 minutes to vote at krock.com. Get in your votes because it's really coming down to the hanging chads.
We were like, there's no way, King. He's like, no, I'm serious. It's only one vote. And then he told us the numbers, and I was like, this is insane.
Well, hopefully now we'll get a little bit of room between the two. Right before.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Because people that are listening at 5:53 are like, I got nothing but time to log on to a website
also,
and vote.
If you're driving, just use your cell phone while driving.
Right.
Don't do that.
Check
I think that's what we're saying.
KROQ.com.
I mean, pull over somewhere.
Too close.
Safe.
We need you.
Correct. Okay. Allie is here with our first look at what is happening.
Did you guys think maybe since Chip isn't here, and usually we think she... wake up at some point and go, no, it's so late. Should we just give out her address and maybe someone can check on her?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I mean, long term, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I think short and long term, it's a terrible idea.
Okay. All right. So don't give out Chip's
address. Give out her phone number. But
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. You guys, I want to give you guys something. You're listening right now. It's early. Maybe you want to go see Pet Sematary, but you can't make it to theaters on April 5th when it opens. How would you... like to go early and win a pair of tickets to a screening of Pet Sematary at Pacific's The Grove on April 3rd. Yeah! I can... thank you, kids. I can do... all right, thank you. Yeah! I feel like you don't have to do it. Everyone can be happy, kids and adults. And, okay.
Back to you.
I want to give 5 winners a pair of tickets to a screening of Pet Sematary at Pacific's The Grove on April 3rd. Let's take callers 1 through 5. Make it easy on little Rubes out there. Ruben. When he answers the phone, just when he says, K-Rock, go, what are you wearing? He loves that. He loves it. So callers 1 through 5 at 1-800-520-1067. And you're going to get to see Pet Sematary early, April 3rd. Again, not the number.
That's not the number.
At Pacific's The Grove. Jensen, I'm not saying I blame you for this, but you were a part of the Masked Singer's success.
Well,
yes, I were.
I mean, I don't think I really brought much to the table.
But you were involved in it.
Yes.
And tell people, it was a show from where? South Korea?
In Thailand.
In Thailand. Okay. It was a huge hit there.
Massive.
So they thought, hey, let's bring it to America.
Yeah. Cultural phenomenon there. Mm-hmm. Basically, a celebrity, a bunch of different celebrities wear masks, come out and sing. Mm-hmm. Then the judges have to guess who's behind the masks.
So every week they can ask certain questions, that type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was more
down.
The American version.
Okay.
I don't think any of us who researched it by watching the Thailand one or South Korean one understood anything we were watching.
Okay.
So we translated as good as we could.
Well, it's happening again, you guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
A show that debuted in South Korea to huge success is now coming to America. And it's all because of John Legend, who's partnering with American Idol producer Simon Lithgow. They're producing a reality show called Love at First Song. What's that, Allie? Well, thanks for asking.
What's that, Allie?
The show creates couples through emotional performances in which singers virtually rehearse a romantic duet, and then they reveal themselves to their potential chemistry during performance. So they're doing a duet apart from each other, and then when they come together to sing it, is there chemistry or not? Those couples then live together, practice together, perform and compete together, but...
Kevin has a question.
You can swap partners in every episode.
What?
For love or music.
Why would you
Kevin,
do this?
Question. Go ahead.
This sounds terrible.
It sounds awful.
Not much of a question, but...
It gets worse as you go.
Okay.
And then at the end, I kind of went, huh, all right. Like, it got worse. But then when I thought
is
about
it
all
bad
the
enough?
Worse... It came back around to me going, okay, I'm kind of in. Jensen, your hand is up. Go ahead.
I have a question. So they see each other as the song...
As they're about to perform the song, I believe, the first time. So they're rehearsing the song separately.
Separately.
And then they get together, and then their potential chemistry during the performance is what kind of sends them into the next phase of the show.
Zero for effort.
Uh-huh.
Zero for style.
Ooh, wow.
Zero for star quality.
Yikes.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
All right. Simon is out.
This yeah, is I'd like, rather die.
This is okay, like
Jensen's out.
The Bachelor and American Idol put together. It seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah.
I'm so confused by it.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You can change partners
can swap
at any point.
Partners in then, every episode.
But then you've seen the person, so now it's just a dating show.
Right.
I think eventually it just becomes a dating show after everybody does their little duet. Yeah.
I'm out.
You're out? Okay.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
All right, listen, it's not for everyone. just wanted to bring it to you guys. Hey, Canada, be stoked on this. I've moved on to another story.
Oh, okay.
Seth Rogen has an exciting new project, and it's not even remotely film-related.
Okay. Smoke weed every day.
Indeed it is. The comedian and writer has announced the launch of Houseplant, a Canadian cannabis company that he's been working on for 5 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's launching it. Things are good. Here's how they explain the business on their website. We have a moral obligation to build an industry that commits to changing the injustices that continue to exist. We are committed to working closely with other industry leaders, legal teams, politicians, and nonprofits to help those negatively impacted or convicted by minor, non-harmful cannabis acts.
Now everybody gather around and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick. But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick. One, two, three, ho! A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. Oh, you don't need pep and you don't need speed because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Hey!
Which is what you hear when you click on the website.
Right, that's
that
nice.
That song comes up. I mean, mostly in your head, but yeah. So, good luck, Seth Rogen.
If you're Seth Rogen mm-hmm. and weed is legalized, mm-hmm. people probably approach you every couple days for this, right?
Right.
Oh, I would think
right.
so, yeah.
Absolutely.
This is the big decision he's made. Houseplant. The design's really cool in the box and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it or no?
No.
Nice. Good design.
Okay.
I don't smoke
nerd.
Weed.
What
I
a nerd,
smoke,
right?
I don't smoke weed, guys, so wow. I'm real into design.
Most people are like, is there indica? Is there right. sativa? No. You're like, the design is really great, you guys. Especially if you like math.
They
like, it's really a geometrical.
They're pretty good font.
What a
is there hash?
Dork.
Oh, I love their box.
Right. Oh. I mean, that too far, Kevin. Birthday Kevin is just. All right, guys. Some birthdays. You share birthday, Kev Dog, with Amy Sedaris,
good one.
Eric Idle, lockout.
Good one.
Lucy Lawless, that's cool.
Xena, it's fine.
Yeah. What's the lead singer of Jane's Addiction?
Perry Farrell?
Yes!
Why?
You did share a birthday with Perry.
Oh, okay.
Did I forget it before? He instantly goes to what did I do wrong.
I do.
I know, it's
because
a gift.
Because I've done a lot wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, back to you.
Happy birthday, Kev.
Anyone heard from Chip?
Nothing.
Still asleep. Mm-mm. Fantastic.
I texted her, chip, nothing.
No,
you think she's just ignoring the other ones?
Now I'm concerned.
If she's sleeping, she's not going to see any text, no matter how many times you say her name.
Mm-mm.
All right, Jensen, what is trap country music?
Oh, am I excited about this. It's all anyone's talking about right now in the music business and the inside baseball world, but a musician named Lil Nas X released a song called Old Town Road, I Got Horses in the Back earlier this month. And like most music blowing up these days, the internet is to thank for its success. The YouTube video alone has over 15 million views.
Wow.
And that's just basically, the video is just the song over scenes from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. You don't even see the rapper. The song is actually heavily influenced by the popular video game as well, and country music in general. And Red Dead Redemption 2 actually brought country to like a lot of different people in the past few months. And this song is the biggest result. It has over 35 million plays on Spotify. It is a meme in itself and has created an entire sound that people are calling, like you said, country trap. The banjo-heavy song found itself on various music charts like the Billboard Hot 100, Hot Country Songs, Hot R&B Hip Hop.
Wow.
And it was number one on global Apple Music and even got itself to be number 19 on Billboard's Country Music Chart.
Wow.
That's crazy.
He got a record deal immediately at Columbia on one song, which is, you know, that's kind of the 2019 way to go. And then, according to Rolling Stone this week, Billboard removed Old Town Road from the Hot Country song charts because it says its inclusion on the list was a quote-unquote mistake.
What?
How dare you, Billboard?
What point, number did it have? Sorry. What number did it have on the chart? How high did it go?
Are you melting?
Yeah, no.
And you didn't press the cough button? You just went...
Like it makes a difference because both of your mics are open. So
listen, you sounded like System of a Down.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
How high did it go on the chart?
19.
Thank you.
They would follow it up with a statement saying the track does not embrace enough elements of today's country music. So I want you guys to listen to it first. This is Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boosters black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Guys, that's a bop.
Yeah.
I think so too.
And it's country. Okay. It's got a banjo. It's got a horse.
It does start with a banjo.
It's got a horse.
And all of the lyrics. But then I think if you took out that hook and took the lyrics off of it, you would never think country.
Correct. Now, here's some things that we should talk about. Okay. One, a lot of people are giving blowback to this kind of pulling off of Billboard. A lot of people pointing out that it could be discrimination because of things like Post Malone, who has found himself on the hip-hop charts despite kind of sounding the exact same.
Right.
Right.
And he can kind of cross over between the two. Also, I think Kid Rock, right? Kid Rock, who's shown himself on tons of country music charts, started as just like a hip-hop dude.
Yep, he's a
rapper.
So
the one big difference between them,
white guys. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that Beyonce ran into similar problems when she went to perform at the CMAs last year, if you guys remember that. You know, country music, not an inclusive genre.
You know what's weird is most other genres have gotten past that.
Yes.
It's like, okay, you can mix whatever you want to mix and it's all good. Not country.
But both you guys are voting country.
I am voting country.
I think I would too.
Okay. Because now I want to introduce you to other songs in country trap.
Okay.
This first one is from Little Tracy. It's called Like a Farmer.
Yep. I'm in. Or country.
And country.
I got horses in my car like a farmer. Yeehaw, finna pick up your daughter. He won't beef, I'ma have to get him slaughtered. He won't beef, I'ma have to get him slaughtered. I got horses in my car like a farmer. Yeehaw, finna pick up your daughter. He won't beef, I'ma have to get him slaughtered. He won't beef, I'ma have to get him slaughtered.
Okay.
First of all, you've got horses in your car like a farmer. It's a trailer. I mean, we just need to get...
I thought he meant horsepower.
What?
Oh.
I thought he meant like he had a sports car. Like,
oh.
I got horses in my like a farmer.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, I kind of like it now.
See? Is it possible that the country music community thinks they're making fun of them?
Well...
You know what I mean? Like, mocking them.
I think they might be right.
No, I agree, but I'm saying, is that what the country people think?
I don't know. I mean, is it... I mean, like, a lot of country music is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lil Nas X did put out a statement about that and was like, I want everyone to know I'm not doing this as satire. I really like...
And this is the first guy.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're all named Lil something.
That's true.
Also, the last one had a rooster, so I don't know if he can say if that's making fun of them. One other one here. This is Fly Rich Double. Yup.
What? Say
great,
again?
That's a great name.
This is Fly Rich Double. Yup. On my tractor.
I just got some new boots and a new tractor. Got on my tractor, ran right past her. Her and the pastor, yep, on my tractor. Finna marry my sister, cause she's f***ing hot, bro. I just got some new boots, finna hop on my tractor. I hopped on my tractor.
He married his sister because she's hot.
She's
hot. I mean, I feel like that might be making fun of country
music. I think
music.
All three are.
Guys, it's not making fun of it when it's true.
Mudge is ear drumming during that song.
Should we do a chip date?
A chip update?
Sure. Yeah. She's alive, you guys.
She's alive. Good.
She's alive.
Good.
She
what am I
going to
do
in
with this casket, this tiny little baby casket I bought?
You just put toothpicks back
okay,
in it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. She did text me just the words, God damn it, which I appreciated.
Good.
But I think her her tweet is the best. Alarm clocks are just suggestions.
Love it.
Oh, so she's on her way.
What time will she be here?
She's coming from Orange County Saturday.
10:30. 10:30 on Saturday. All right, Muggs. We should do cheers.
Good morning, everyone. We haven't done it in quite a while,
yeah.
So now it's time to do it. Do we hit the intro first?
Yes, we do.
Let's hit the intro.
Thanks for asking. I can lead.
All good.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What do you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow. So, a couple of weeks ago, you guys did a call-in topic about superstitions.
Right.
And I thought it was very interesting screening some of those calls, getting the crazy, ridiculous superstitions that people were calling in with. But then I decided to go to my local watering hole of O'Grady's and get drunk people's superstitions.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh. And just to remind people that as the interviews go on, Muggs might be having a beer or two or ten himself.
Right.
Yeah. It's important to know.
So, tends to slow down sometimes.
Uh-huh. Let's find out what these bubbly people are superstitious about, shall we?
Scott. Do you have any superstitions? If you put a hat on a bed, that someone will die. And also shoes. Never put shoes on your bed either. Someone will die.
Like anybody random or like somebody like that's around you at that time?
Somebody not around you, but somebody that you know.
You know?
Yeah.
Please don't put your shoes and your hat on my bed, on your bed.
On my bed. Well, I'm definitely not putting it on your bed.
Any beds.
no beds.
There's an old Romanian superstition that says that if you leave anything on your plate, then you're going to end up marrying an ugly guy. I did it once. I married an ugly guy.
Cool. Your jacket is soft and fluffy.
Superstitions.
Okay, I'd just like to stop for a second.
That sounded really like
what
a
was
creepy.
That?
Did somebody slip ecstasy into my drink?
I don't know.
Because that's what that was, I think.
I don't know. It seemed like, hey, there's something shiny. I need to say something about it. It was really bizarre.
It's soft and fluffy.
Superstitions. Probably dropping salt on the table. And if you don't throw it over your shoulder, then that's taboo.
Like an actual saw that you saw. Soft furniture or wood or items with?
No, salt.
Oh, salt. Oh,
I heard salt.
Is karma a superstition, though?
Yes.
Why?
Because karma is real. Carly, do you have any superstitions?
Well said.
When I was in college, I had to dress in scrubs and, like, nice shoes every day. And one time I forgot to put on, like, my work shoes, my school shoes. And I accidentally just wore socks and my sandals, like my Birkenstocks to class. And I got like a 96 on a test. I thought I was going to fail. So from that point on, every time there was a test, I would just conveniently forget to put on my school shoes. And it worked for a while. And then I got caught. One of my teachers sent me to my car to change out of my sandals. And I was like, no, you're going to f*** it all up.
A black cat walking across the street.
So that you think it would give you bad luck if you saw it cross your path?
Yeah, because I think I've driven past one before after seeing it cross the street, and then the rest of the day I feel like in my head everything's just going wrong.
I gotta tell you, no one else is as drunk as Muggs in this so far.
No, there was a woman in there who's just a doctor.
Right.
She's not even drunk. She's like, well, I got some stuff to do tomorrow with this patient.
It's amazing.
When it probably isn't, but then I start blaming it on the stupid cat.
All right, I'm here with Jimmy Jam Jam.
I'm sorry.
Wow. How y'all doing?
Jimmy, you don't look like a superstitious person.
Oh, yeah, I am.
What are you superstitious about?
Well, I don't like seeing owls fly down and fly in front of me because...
You don't like owls flying at you. Why? You don't like Harry Potter or something?
Yeah, I heard it's really bad if you mess with owls.
Well, so we never got to the main meat of the chunk here.
Huh?
Why? What do you? What does it mean when if an owl flies close to you?
I was told that it could be somebody dying real soon.
Have you seen an owl today?
No.
Thank God. Telling you.
Yeah, he got to the real meat of the chunk there.
Sounded like a troll. Like an actual, not even like an internet troll, like a little man who has gold in a bridge.
Yeah.
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came. Beer mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
How 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52. Don't forget the 11th annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. Friday, the 26th of April, goes on sale today at 10 a.m. at AXS.com.
I've been sitting around working on just some ideas, early ideas for the Kevin and Bean rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be vicious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's going to
really?
Be rough. Yeah.
Are there any things that where you won't go?
No.
Okay.
I don't think the show does that. I think
that's
correct. The rap has to reflect Kevin and Bean. Everything's on the table.
So we have Ray Romano. We have Adam Ray. We have Felipe Esparza. We have Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie If, Jamie Lee, and the Kevin and Bean rap battle.
Huge.
Tickets go for as low as $30.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want the ringside seats,
mm-hmm.
that's where you get the T-shirt and the meet and greet beforehand. The party, it's $125.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And all the proceeds from Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness are donated to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedars-Sinai NICU.
It's awesome.
And again, I say this every year, but the fact that these comics come and give us their time for these charities is just stunning and amazing, and it's so appreciated.
It's one of their biggest nights, Saturday night, to make money for themselves.
Right.
And they give it up and come here.
Yeah. But this year, it's on Friday night, so
correct,
don't get confused by that, because here's the thing. It's awesome that we even have comedians this year, because the price alone, just to see you and Bean rap battle,
how
that's
dare
it.
You.
And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, I also get to see Felipe Esparza and
extra
Ray Romano
comedy?
And Adam. That's incredible.
I mean, that is if anyone's still standing at
right.
the end of the rap battle.
Absolutely. The whole audience might just explode.
Well, I was saying, like, I think the first few rows should bring tarp
right.
for the blood. Like a Gallagher show.
Like Gallagher, but instead of watermelon,
wow.
it's blood.
It's going to be nasty.
I didn't know it was going to be that bad.
Yeah.
It's
going
to
wow.
be rough.
Yeah.
So tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. Allie is here now. What's happening?
I can't wait for it, you guys. I can't wait.
I am dreading it. That might surprise you.
No, you've made it very clear.
Yeah.
You guys, Nicolas Cage, what is happening? He has called it quits on his latest marriage just 4 days after tying the knot.
He gave it a go.
He gave it a good,
you know,
the old college try.
Do you know how crazy of a life you have to have for
yeah.
that to not even be in the top 50 weirdest things you've
it's
done?
True. It is true. But he has filed an annulment against his wife, Erica Quakey, in Clark County, Nevada. The stories were that he applied for a marriage license in Las Vegas last week
right.
and then got married that same day. Which would then make it 4 days before he has said, I'm not into it anymore. Very well.
That has to be a drunk thing, right? Does he drink?
You would
do we know?
Think,
it sort of has to be, because 4 days.
I don't think you have to drink when you're Nick Cage.
Yeah.
I think
okay.
you're just
right.
kind of always Nick Cage.
But they've been together since April of last year. That's why I don't feel like it was a spur of the moment. You just met someone. You're just into it. Let's do this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very odd. By the way, this will be the fourth failed marriage for Nicolas Cage.
Every day Nick Cage must wake up and just be like, world's my oyster, man.
Right.
He's
like
nice.
I could do anything. I could buy a child. I could find a skull in the middle of a lake.
I mean that, sure.
And then that will open up a portal.
That's high praise.
It's a pretty insane life that he leads, you guys. Oh, what do you think about this? You hear about the Disney news?
Which Disney?
On May 1st, yes. Disney parks in Florida and California will become smoke-free.
Oh,
so
man.
If you want to...
I'm sorry, Mugs,
it's,
what?
It's cigarettes, Mugs.
Oh, okay.
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Visitors who want to smoke at the theme parks will have to do so at designated locations outside of the security area. And it will be up to Disney employees to enforce the ban. And employees will ask anyone caught smoking to leave the park and smoke in that designated area. I guess I don't really notice people smoking cigarettes at Disneyland.
They have for now. They have really designated areas, like in Siberia, like so far away.
Right.
From
I think it helps a lot that it's outside, and so it doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, maybe
all,
that's it.
They hide them.
The smokers.
Yeah.
Well, now they now can't even hide them.
Now
beat
they're outside,
it.
Yeah.
Beat it, Smokey Doolittle. Is what I'm saying, you guys. I don't
is that
know.
What you want to say for sure?
I'm not sure. Okay. I'd like
Does
to.
Vaping play into that?
I don't know.
I doubt they allow vaping.
I believe it does, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Plus, Dave the King of Mexico just said, yes, it does. So
yes, it does.
So mm-hmm. It's still 50-50.
Okay.
You can't trust him.
You guys, Big Bang Theory has made television history. The CBS show began shooting its 276th episode this week.
That's insane.
Never seen one.
Making it the longest-running multi-camera sitcom. The show just surpassed a show that made 275 episodes. Do you know what that show was?
Is it old or?
It's pretty old.
Is it Joey?
No.
Is it Two Guys, One Girl in a Pizza Place?
Oh, I did like that show. Mm-mm,
is it
no.
Herman's Head?
No.
Friends.
Is not it Friends.
Small Wonder?
It is not Small Wonder.
Oh.
Think back to the segment that we just did with Muggs.
Cheers.
It is Cheers. God. They made 275 episodes. Thank you.
Allie
Thank
was
you.
Just tired of us guessing.
Right? Like, everybody knows your name there. Sam Malone. Come on. Norm.
Rhymes with beers.
The longest running live action sitcom in TV history.
Because Simpsons would be the longest, no?
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, which shot 435 episodes.
What?
What?
How have I not heard that ever?
Because it's a lie. Because you're lying to us?
Ozzie and Harriet, that's not even, like, brought up in the Hall of Fame of shows.
Yeah, because The Simpsons is into, like, 600.
Yeah, or something.
Is that
like
not considered live action?
Well, definitely
well, it
not, because it's a
action.
Cartoon, Allie.
Animation
then why,
is
when
different
I said,
than live action.
Why did I say longest running live action? You said The Simpsons.
Because I was like, because there's also The Simpsons, is what I said. Like, obviously,
know.
It's not
I don't
the
know. I think we're both stupid.
No,
that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
I'm not even putting this boat where live action. You thought cartoon
stupid.
Was live action.
I really did.
Well done.
Good God.
I'm nervous you think Aladdin is real.
Well
he
done.
Is.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Woo!
Wow.
How's everyone doing?
Well, the rest of us are doing pretty well. How about you?
Not great.
She's like, my toys have never come to life, but that movie, they talk and hang out. And...
It's real, man.
Listen.
Yes?
I got nothing.
Okay.
Some birthdays for you. Eric Idle, Lucy Lawless, Amy Sedaris, Perry Farrell, and our very own Kev Dog. Kevin! Kevin!
I don't know.
Kevin!
Kevin!
And if you love Kevin, stick around. My secret break coming up next.
I'm not looking forward to it.
No one needed that, Kevin.
I'm just saying that would have happened. All right.
Birthday.
Yeah.
All right.
It's my candle blowing birthday.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh,
give it to us, GMC folks.
Yeah. I feel sort of like Bean in that we don't really care a lot.
Kevin,
about
it's your candle blowing birthday.
That is true. I didn't think of it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Here's the thing, Kevin. We wanted to celebrate you in a way that I'm not saying you necessarily love, but there is something that you do on the show that, I mean, you shine. No one does it better than you.
I assume that mm-hmm. this is all clips of me being great.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got, 100%.
By my definition of great,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know,
you
are
in the
Omar
Radio
in
Hall of Fame.
We do not need Omar.
Here's why
this
Omar
is proof
here.
That because, you belong there.
Yeah, I said, listen, I want to do a secret break, but there's no one better to host this than Omar because he's the one that hears these,
mm-hmm.
marks them.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the clips
mm-hmm.
and brings it to the masses. It is.
So for my birthday, you're going to whip me. That's what you're saying.
I mean, if you're into that, you're right. We are going to bring you some of our favorite moments.
That's what I was
saying. With
right.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Yay!
That's no way to celebrate.
Kev Dog's birthday tribute, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And for number one, I pulled my favorite because mm-hmm. this moment with is close to my heart because I had been working mm-hmm. on the Kevin and Bean show for about maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Right.
And this.
You didn't know this was possible?
So, well, exactly. This is like, you know, when you heard Nirvana.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Or you saw Mike Tyson fight
right.
for the first
Take
time.
It
you,
easy.
Like, you instantly knew you were in the presence of greatness.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
we've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man Group. These guys, they paint their faces red. What troubles me about that one is that blue and red are 3 seconds apart. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tops.
Absolutely. Tops.
And there's no better moment with than when Kevin is kind of nervous in front of one of his idols.
A hero.
Sure. Rage Against the Machine is one of Kev Dog's favorite bands, and this happened.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Were you a musician first?
I was. Thank you. Whatever that was, I was. I was.
I'm a prostitute, a magician, and a musician.
Thanks for cutting me off. That actually helped me a lot.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Tom
Thank God
Morello.
For Tom Morello, right?
Yeah. Amen.
Totally.
He and saved me.
Of course, we have to include.
All time.
We don't
all
have
time.
To include.
No, no, no. This is a half.
All here right. we go.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people joke from, I'm not positive what the answer is, to, it must be, you know, the infallible word of God or, you know, in the terrorist, you know, situations or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no, it's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was a moment with Kevin.
I mean, that was more like a full moment. With
yeah, that was it wasn't a filibuster.
Yeah, it really totally. And Ariana Grande, probably one of the biggest stars in the world.
Come
okay.
on.
Right. Now,
right.
Now he, you know how Kevin talked about how close the words are? So Ralph says Ariana Grande,
right.
And then Kevin says this.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
And I was just saying to my other very good friend, Ariana Grande, the other day, as we were going around licking donuts together.
You were licking donuts with Ariana Grande? or however you say her name?
No, I don't know who that is.
That was a moment.
A gift.
All right, this next moment with is like
Come
the
on
rule
now.
On the Kevin Bean Show is never help Kevin, but we felt so bad for him, we couldn't help but help him out.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
I promise I'll reboard when there are no further acknowledgements.
That was a moment with Kevin.
The rule is don't help, but sometimes it's so painful you just have to jump in and help.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm marking down. We have 30 more?
I mean, I feel like that's
absolutely.
Enough. That's a good sample.
Tell our affiliates we're going to run long because
we don't
this
have
is
affiliates.
Too good.
Okay.
Number six is, this is just greatness.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Now, which sex is your oldest?
We have a boy, Joshua, that's 16.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple years.
That was a moment with Kevin.
All right, that's the celebration. Thanks for coming.
We are not even halfway through.
So, what? There was a time where Kevin, I think he was at UCLA, you were drinking.
It was UCLA, USC. They were playing. I was at UCLA,
right.
And they had skillets.
Right.
And I was drunk by five.
Exactly. So, I will give Kev Dog a little break on this one, but it still does not make it less funny.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
This is the eighth day, which means the theme is eight milds making. Eight maids a milking. This is the eighth day. It means today's theme is eight milds a... I've got to stop drinking.
Yeah.
That was
by the way,
a moment with Kevin.
Printed out in front of me, reading it.
Yeah.
We have more
reading
where
it.
You are literally reading lyrics trying to sing. But here's the thing.
Should we? How much more do we have?
We're not even halfway through. So
what?
I say we take a break.
Yeah.
We regroup and come back with part two.
How about
two,
if we just...
breaker, two, two breaker, two breaker, two breaker, two breaker.
Kevin! 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 I mean, I think one segment of those is probably a pretty...
Second segment!
Pretty good celebration on its own,
Here's
right?
the thing. No, we are doing some of our favorite moments with Kevin because it's Kevin's birthday. It's a day that we celebrate all things Kevin. And quite frankly, he's not only a gift to us... He's a gift to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shut up, Allie.
So Omar has pulled a bunch of your best moments with, and we realized last segment we weren't even halfway done. So we've got a few more.
All right.
Another one of my favorites is that Kev Dog here was a huge fan of Robin Big with
yes.
Rob Dyrdek.
Yes.
No. And we had Rob in, mm-hmm. and Rob was so funny because Kevin constantly got his name wrong,
yeah.
but Rob thought it was super funny, mm-hmm. so he just let him kept yeah. on doing it. Here we go.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Rob and Big. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Durden. Young Rob is getting 41. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Rob and Big.
That was A Moment.
That was probably half as many times as I called him.
Yeah.
And then he called on the phone, and I said, why didn't you correct me? And he said, I thought it was funny.
Absolutely. Made the right choice.
Absolutely.
So, simple words mm-hmm. Kevin has problems with. Here he is trying to say, Woke Dave, and he just cannot do it.
Mm.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Receipts. Oh, man, they got Wake Dave. Wake Dave.
What?
They got...
Nope, keep going. Finish it up, Kevin.
Yes! Yes!
Kevin was just giving everybody a single shot.
Do it!
Come on! You can do
Dave,
it.
Do it.
You can do it.
Every got woke Dave on their tail. That's what I was trying to say.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I'm not sure I've ever heard Bean happy.
Bean was giddy.
Gasping
giddy.
For air, yeah.
And, all right, that's a celebration. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
No.
By the way, we do have the winner of our soundbite bracket to announce
Can't
next.
Wait to talk
so
about that.
So we should get
after
to that.
These.
Okay.
No one can stay out late and be sharp like Kev Dog, and this is proof.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Got up at 9, made my flight, came back, sharp as a tack.
That was
Classic.
A Moment
Amazing.
With Kevin.
All right, that's our celebration. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
No, moving along.
Kevin, even if he has paperwork in front of him, that's meaningless because he just makes up names.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
And if you win, you will get to see night 2, which is Florence and the Machine. I always
you
call it Florence
said against.
And against the Machine. Mike Shinoda, Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot, huh? You're just going to dance
Billy
right
Eilish.
Into your heart.
I'm sorry. I can barely see the paperwork.
What?
That was A Moment
paperwork.
With Kevin.
To be fair.
I mean, I was reading a list.
To be fair, huge Billy Elliot fan.
Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome.
Not true, but thank you.
I know. And here's...
All right, thanks for joining us.
More.
Okay. Here's Kevin demonstrating his grasp on space.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
He wants to put his own satellites in space to prove that the Earth is flat.
Do satellites go in space?
Yeah. Of course
Where
they
do you think they go, Kevin?
Was that a legitimate question, Kevin?
I think they're in the orbit. Where do you think the orbit is?
All right, let's move on.
How can I take the headline away from B.O.B.?
Where let's do you focus think the orbit around space. A planet is?
In space, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
I want to say about this next one, it was literally... The next segment after we did the top moments with of the year.
Yeah.
We were done. We did the top moments with, and then we were doing a contest where we had to sing lyrics to songs for people playing at acoustic Christmas. And here's...
I dare say it might be number one, and it happened minutes after the countdown.
Minutes after. Here's Kevin.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It started out like any other morning. The sky was red and it took a warning. She had the... Hold on, let me take that part again.
You're reading it.
She had the now and the beers are swarming.
What?
Bees, not beers. She had the hive, now the beer...
Hit the hive.
She hit the hive and...
I didn't even hear what night this was.
It's night one. Oh, good God.
Should I start over?
Yes.
It's night one.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
And they were listening.
Just, they were listening and...
Yeah.
We're living for it.
So a good time to remind you that there's a rap battle at April Foolishness between Kevin and Bean, and that Kevin's going to be reading his lyrics.
Yeah. I will have them memorized, and I will slay.
Okay. This next one, again, goes to one of Kev Dog's favorite bands is Muse. And Allie, you were in the room when this happened.
Yeah, I witnessed it. I witnessed Matt Bellamy look at me, and I think he mouthed the words, "What the F?" It was magic.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Do you guys have to sort of feel, do you feel the emotion when you wrote it later when you're playing it? And that was a poorly asked question. Let me take that. Can I take that again?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
And this last one is Kevin trying to convert military time into regular time.
Come on!
And
it's just
the best. Yes. The best.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
What's 1207 in military time, my friend?
Say 1709?
Huh? 1709?
What? Hold on.
What, Lisa?
What? I don't know. I was thinking 22.
But
that wouldn't be 17 either, would it?
Why would we jump ahead 2 minutes? Why would it become 09 all of a sudden?
I don't know.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kev Dog.
Thanks for letting us.
Kevin! Right. Kevin! Kevin!
I don't feel like we need this song.
It's the most magical moment.
Yes. All right.
Here it is.
We have our soundbite bracket.
Yep.
And an announcement of the number one soundbite.
Coming to a close.
So we should not do this.
No, play
just
it out,
baby. A little bit, yeah.
Play it out.
All right, that's
okay,
enough.
Okay,
all right.
That's enough, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, when we got in this morning, it was tied.
Yes.
So we had Victor Fuentes.
Mm-hmm. 16-12-1. Hello. Hello. I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course. Yeah, too much information and man.
Had that. And going up against Rodney, which is an impossible choice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a body of work.
Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. What happened to Amy Winehouse?
So we saw that it was tied,
and
we still had about 12 minutes for people to vote. So we said, listen, if you're near a computer, which who is at that time of the morning, go ahead and vote. And just we need a clear winner.
Yeah. Right.
And we have a clear winner now.
It's crazy because people, you think in showbiz, say like, it's tied and it's not tied. It was one vote
literally separating
them.
Yes.
One vote.
You guys, we have a winner.
One soundbite.
We started with 16 and only one remains.
And that one is. Victor Fuentes.
Unbelievable.
Victor Fuentes won.
By the way, an upset.
An upset.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got.
How does Rodney not win? But
51% of the vote. Yeah.
They were only separated by 28 votes.
Total.
Total.
Wow, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I didn't see. I mean, does anyone have Victor Fuentes winning in the brackets? Because we all filled one out.
I did not.
I had Victor Fuentes against Rodney, but I had Rodney winning.
Same.
It.
Yeah.
So.
Same. But Victor Fuentes is fantastic.
Totally out of nowhere.
And just because he won, let's play the full 911 call.
Yeah, absolutely.
A victory lap.
That this came from.
Mm-hmm. Fire Department Operator 75, what's the address, please?
16-12-1. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
16-12-1, Harris.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy.
You're a male?
I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to check my head or my finger because I'm kind of cut.
You fell off of what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
Stairs. Too much information and man.
Now that's my favorite part because he's calling 911
right,
for help.
Right, they need that info.
He's tired of giving out info. He's had it done. He's done.
You been drinking it all tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking it all tonight?
A couple. Hey, you don't got to bring all that siren and just come like quiet and
oh, yeah, okay.
Pick me up and that's it. Turn to a memorial hospital.
That's where you want to go?
Yeah, just let me. I got insurance and all that piece of shit.
Oh, fantastic. They don't think they'll really care, though. They'll try to give you the best help they can.
All right, Holmes.
You having any trouble breathing right now?
Hell no.
Okay, good.
Any nausea or vomiting? You think you're going to throw up at all?
No.
How about pale, cool, or sweaty skin, like you're going into shock?
No.
Okay.
But I'm going to sleep in.
Well, sit there with the phone right now and wait for us to get there to help you out. If anything changes, just call us right back, okay?
All right, listen.
What's your name so we know who we're looking
for? Victor Fuentes.
All right, Victor. We'll be there in just a moment.
All right, listen.
Bye-bye.
Love it.
I love him
so much. What a champion. He's a champ.
Oh.
When he yells, hello, at the very beginning of it.
Amazing.
And then no.
It reminded me of Adele's hello.
Yeah. Huh.
So I put together a little mix. Not even knowing that he was going to win.
Maybe you did it.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Bullshit.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
No.
To go over everything.
No.
They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger.
I'm 19, homeboy.
And free.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference.
Yes.
Between us and a million.
Too much info, pacing and shit, man.
Hello from the other side.
Hello.
I must have called a thousand times.
Couple.
To turn you up for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home.
I'm a male one.
Hello.
Like going to sleep
and shit. USA!
Right.
USA!
That is our
USA!
Champion.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. Don't forget, K-Rock presents the 11th annual Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. It's Friday, April 26th at the Microsoft Theater. Of course, featuring Ray Romano, Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Iff, Jamie Lee. And there's a rap battle between Bean and I with the beatboxer Joshua from Drop the Mic.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming. And you said sometimes the rappers follow him and sometimes he follows the rappers.
And I think it's the latter for our
show. So if we're terrible.
Yes, he will take care of it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. today at 10 o'clock.
And it's Bean's final April Foolishness.
Mm-hmm. It's
the
true.
Last one.
I can't believe he agreed to a rap battle. I thought he would be the voice of reason because I said okay, and then I was expecting him to say no, and then he said okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening. Ridiculous.
It's happening. By the way, do we have one of those special areas again?
We do. It's called Ringside Seats.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Tickets start at $30. Those are $125, and that includes a T-shirt and the meet and greet beforehand.
Pre-party.
Pre-party.
Everything. Excellent.
And go to AXS.com.
At 10.
At 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
What's happening, Allie?
Well, during this What's Happening on Fridays, we like to talk about our playlist. It is called That's My Jam. You can find it on all of our socials, at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. We're going to link you to it. Just click the follow button, and you're going to get new songs every single week from all the members of the Kevin and Bean Show. And during this What's Happening, we like to play clips of our picks. First up, Kevin, the birthday boy.
Listening on Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Came across a song that was released last year in October 2018 from the Struts.
Yeah.
And listened to it probably 10 times in a row and love it more. It's called Freak Like You.
And he's a freak like you. Yeah, I'm a freak, me too. Never change us, young and dangerous. Glorious too. Cause I'm a freak like you. Yeah, I'm a freak like you.
And they are so good live.
They are.
Such a fun, fun band. I love them. Well, Bean is out of town, but of course, in typical Bean fashion, not only did he send his pick.
Was I supposed to do that when I was on vacation?
Not only did he send it, he sent me a little blurb about them.
Did he?
I'm like, oh, calm down. But today, his pick is from a band called Snake Hips. They are a British electronic duo. But the reason he chose this song is because it features Rivers Cuomo, and Bean is shocked that Rivers has time to do all this. He's like putting out an album, it seems like, every other week.
Correct.
With Weezer. And then he's just showing up on all these different people's songs. So this is called Gucci Rock and Rolla by Snake Hips featuring Rivers Cuomo. I was rich as Jay-Z, a rich Ruben, who's mad, who ain't point proven. Self-doubt tells where I'm cruising. Time to bring those rules in.
Tell you, I love that.
Yeah. It's real good. Do you picture Bean though with like
headphones
on,
walking through London, just giving people like finger guns?
Right. He's like, I'm a coochie rock and roller. I dig it. Mm-hmm. All right, Jensen, you're up next.
Mine is Atlanta singer songwriter Judo. J-U-T-O released a new album last week. He is signed to a kid named Taco, who originally came out of the Odd Future camp. His record label, it's his first signing on Relax Records. I love it. I love sort of bedroom lo-fi R&B, and with Frank Ocean not releasing a ton of music because he's just sort of in his own head.
Yeah.
Judo is sort of picking up that slack a bit. Also, before we play it, you should know the Billie Eilish album is out today.
Oh, right.
And it kills. It's so good, but that's also kind of an easy jam
pick. Right, that's easy.
But listen to that album too. But this is Homebody by Judo. I don't wanna hang with nobody, 'cause you know that I'm a homebody. I don't need no one to love me. You could come and be the homie. Maybe watch a couple movies. Gotta go because I'm sleepy. Sounds a little bit like Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, it is a real departure, though, from Taco's Putting on the Ritz. I didn't expect that sound.
I'm not
it's
sure
different,
that's
different
the
people.
Same.
Jensen's so over it.
I'm just happy that that song is about staying at home.
Because you love that so much.
I love it.
All right. Well, my song, we always talk about during That's My Jam, it could be something that you just came across, had forgotten about, and you just want to bring it to the masses. But mine is a special one because of Ranking Roger, who passed away earlier this week. And I thought, do I want to honor him with an English beat song? So many to choose from there. You can do, you know, Mirror in the Bathroom, Save It for Later. But I decided to go with the band that he started with Dave Wakeling after English Beat broke up, and that is General Public, because this song, I felt like it was in every single movie I was watching in the 80s. It was in Weird Science, 16 Candles, then it was in Clueless. It was just everywhere, and it was one of the greatest songs ever. And my pick this week is Tenderness by General Public.
Great song.
Still so good. From 1984. Yep. Oh, so, so good. Again, you can find our That's My Jam playlist on all of our Kevin and Bean social at Kevin and Bean. Just click on it. Click follow. You're going to have brand new music every single week. Some birthdays for you. Eric Idle, Lucy Lawless, Amy Sedaris, Perry Farrell, and our very own Kevin Ryder.
Yeah! Thanks, Mugs.
It was guttural and it was odd.
Muggs, you were at the Dodgers game yesterday.
Oh, my God. This was worth the price of admission, you guys.
Best opening day
Best
in a long
opening
time.
Day ever. Most home runs in opening day history, you guys.
Deep center field. Marte back. Hit the wall and gone. Hernandez turns on a ball. High drive left center field. Forget about it. Home run, Kike Hernandez. Now it's Barnes sent a high fly by the left center field. Does that have enough? You bet it does! And Seager hits a towering drive to right center field. The third home run of the inning is off the bat of Corey Seager.
Peterson. This is crazy.
Again, how far would it go? Halfway up the pavilion and then some. Muncie sends a towering fly ball to right field and continues the home run party on opening day. And Bellinger sends one to deep right center field. Did he get enough? An explosion on opening day for the Dodgers.
Put that in your package and smoke it.
Hernandez, right center field. Unbelievable! An eighth home run for the Dodgers. And an opening day to remember at the Ravine.
Has his hands up like he did it.
I mean,
he was a big part of it.
I'm just reliving the experience right now, you guys. It's something I don't think I'll ever see again.
Eight home runs.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
12-5.
Yes. Unbelievable.
If every game was like that, I'd watch baseball religiously.
Oh. Yeah, you would.
But it's... Unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Mama Muggs. Is there any way she could be negative?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Mama Muggs. Mama Muggs. Mama Muggs. She's one badass Jew. Mama Muggs. Mama Muggs. Mama Muggs. She hates the Dodger blue. It's time for Mama Muggs. Give me some Mama Muggs.
L'chaim.
Good morning, Mama Muggs.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you.
Listen to her.
This is the happiest you've been ever.
I was excited about yesterday's game. I watched it. I didn't have to turn it off. They weren't losing.
Let me just interrupt.
That's only one game.
There it is.
Let me just interrupt for a second. The reason we find Mama Muggs funny is because every time the Dodgers get down by one run, turns it off.
No sense in watching, right, Mama Muggs?
Yes, that's right.
So
no sense in watching. As soon as they get down, I'm out of there.
But they come, then you miss all the amazing comebacks.
Yes.
You're a terrible fan.
I've missed a few.
Yeah, 1988.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was the big one.
You were at the game. That was the Kirk Gibson home run, and you took Muggs to eat Chinese food instead of watching that home run. Unbelievable.
Yes, that was.
You're lucky he still talks to you.
Unbelievable.
All right, Mama Muggs, fantastic opening day.
Fantastic.
Things look great for the Dodgers.
Yes.
Let's have a second.
Here's the butt.
Here's the butt. Mm-hmm. Always the butt.
The butt. They're in a very weak division.
Which is good.
But other divisions are good.
Right.
Okay. They have Milwaukee, New York is supposed to be good, Mets this year, Phillies.
Right.
And so when they play those teams, it won't be so fantastic.
Now, Mom, you do remember the past 2 years. We got to the World Series. Not the outcome that we wanted, but
2 years in a row is
in
impressive.
In a row.
Yeah.
And what makes you think that this team is different this year?
Oh, well, they just don't have the pitching.
Pitching? I knew it.
How?
I knew it.
The pitching is iffy. Kershaw is iffy.
Knew it. I knew you'd complain about Kershaw.
Is iffy. Miata.
You always have a problem with that. It's
yes,
not.
I
it's
do.
Not a Mazda Miata. It's Kenta Maeda.
Maeda.
Yes.
Even I know that. Come on, Mama. Step it up.
Is iffy. So their pitching, other than Ryu, is iffy.
But guess what? It was iffy the last 2 years as well, and they made it to the World Series.
Yep.
On the same iffiness.
Yes, they made it and lost the World Series.
Okay. Because I remember.
But can't you celebrate 2 years? Now, you can't when they lose the World Series.
Right.
That's crushing. But now.
They're too weak against the American League.
Okay, but now you can celebrate them having been in the World Series 2 years in a row because that's an amazing accomplishment and it says a lot for this year's chances.
Yeah, but they were all discouraged after the loss.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Hopefully,
we could see some continuous progress from them. Yesterday won't last forever.
God damn it.
12-5 with five home runs.
Eight home runs.
A major league record, Mom. A major league record on opening day and a ball club record.
I mean, it just seems like a great start to a great season.
But there's 161 games to go.
Dear Lord, you're the most negative person in the world.
I won't believe it until I see it.
What will you do if the Dodgers win the World Series? Will you stop trash talking them?
No, don't be ridiculous.
I'll say that it was a fluke or something.
Oh, you're the worst. Mama Muggs, you're the worst.
Well, let's see what happens.
Right, but Muggs asked if they win, would you be positive?
Well, we got to play next season against New York, Boston.
Right, but that's not part of the equation. Muggs said if they win.
If they win, I'll be happy.
For how long, do you think?
Until next year.
Opening day?
Opening day next year when they show their true colors.
Wow. Oh, Jesus Christ. My God, you're the worst.
Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama, Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama, Mama Muggs, she hates the Dodger blue.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, man. Good to see you.
We're always happy to have you on the show.
I'm delighted to be here at KRR.
Let's talk about your project, because I watched it last night, and I believe I'm going to watch it again today.
Yeah, man.
For real.
That's what I want to hear.
Not lying. I mean, I couldn't have loved it more.
Here's the question, because when Kevin really likes something, I always ask the same thing, and he immediately goes, no, yes. Yeah. Did you tear up?
Yes.
Okay.
Not even a denial.
Look,
yeah.
I'm a freaking baby when it comes to emotion, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I loved it.
I did, too.
I'm so happy to hear it, and I'm not surprised that you liked it, because my whole taste in music and culture was basically defined by the Kevin and Bean Show, because I was, you know...
That seems like a bad choice.
Indoctrinated day after day, morning after morning.
Kid.
Yeah.
Can you talk to your friend?
818.
Listen, I'm with you. Can you talk to your friend Jonah Hill? Because recently he went on Charlemagne's Breakfast.
Jonah Hill is not
so
from 818.
Listen, he went on Charlemagne's Breakfast Club and he said, the exact quote is, "I don't go on Kevin and Bean and say they're my favorite show."
We were like, you don't have to pick us out by name. We're fine with you.
Just so he knows what he's going to say to his friend next time he sees him.
I don't go on like Kevin and Bean. I'm like, yo, this is my favorite show. Like,
harsh, right?
This is what you get, you know, when you grow up. And where did he grow
up?
He's
a Crossroads kid.
Yeah,
so he's
Crossroads.
Like,
yeah. Come on. I went to Van Nuys High.
That's right.
He's a real kid. A real 818er. Yeah.
But I was really excited because I am a Logic fan. I think he's so talented. And this is a leading question, but how did you guys link up?
Oh, dear Lord.
How did you guys
taking bets on how long it would take you to...
How did you guys become friends?
It was because of my appearance on a television show that I believe you worked on.
Okay.
Called Drop the Mic. Yeah.
So everyone whose life was affected on this band together...
is basically all because of you.
Yeah. I've got an answer for you.
That makes sense.
That's what happened. I was on Drop the Mic.
And you're a great rapper.
Well,
without Drop the Mic, you are a great... MC.
I mean, I wouldn't take it that far, but, you know, thank you.
Yes.
He wrote to me on Twitter, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, if you're, because I found out he likes my movies and stuff. He actually did a song called 500 Days of Summer.
Yes. Is that right?
Yeah, it's like a bootleg song. You can't get it on Spotify and stuff because he samples the movie and didn't get the proper clearance and all that, but yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So when I found that out, I managed to, like, get in touch with him. He invited me over to his house, and I told him about this thing that I wanted to do. And we were, you know, stoned enough. I got him to say yes.
Tell us about Hit Record before we talk about this specific project.
Okay, yeah. So Hit Record is like an online community that I started many years ago with my brother, not as a production company or startup or anything. It was just a little thing where I was putting up songs and stories and videos and stuff that I was making. And then as this community formed, we started seeing like, oh, people aren't just checking out what I'm making. People want to make things together. And we thought that that's actually really cool, a different kind of use of the internet, because you can just watch videos on the internet and it's not really that different from TV.
Right.
But if you're using the internet to make things together with other people you wouldn't have otherwise been able to connect to, that's something different. Collaboration, I think collaboration is what the internet should be about.
It's using everything for good.
I do have a clip from you from the show describing the strange turn of events and how positive it turned out to be.
In the world today, there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of people competing and getting at each other's throat.
I don't know why you're not rapping, but okay.
People, especially using the internet, not to like one up each other.
Yes,
but to come together for the purpose of all accomplishing something in collaboration. Makes me feel optimistic.
How about that?
Yeah, I love it.
Guys, there's something other than trolling on the internet.
I haven't found it yet, but I'm hoping for
looking
that.
For it.
Looking I mean, for if it. You want to get into it, because this is something I think about a lot, and
please.
It's very interesting to me. So I think the reason that people are so trollish on the internet, it has to do with how these big internet companies make money. Because the way they make money is through, you know, selling everybody's attention through mm-hmm. advertising.
So, yes,
they,
yeah.
so they want you to get attention. And so the best way to get attention quickly is to point your finger and get angry at someone else or make fun of someone else or insult someone else or tear someone else down.
And that just works for their business model.
Yeah. And so the algorithms, I think without even the people working at these companies even doing it on purpose, the algorithms see like, oh, these kinds of posts get the most attention that we're then able to monetize best by selling to advertisers. And so those posts do better in their algorithms and get seen by more and more people. And people get rewarded. They get more likes and more views and more followers when they're angry and when they're insulting other people. Mm-hmm. And so we've all been sort of subtly trained over the years to be competitive and like and punch each other out in these popularity contests yep. because that's how the advertising model works. That's how these companies make money. But it doesn't have to be. Like,
no.
The mm-hmm. internet doesn't have to be that way. And not social media doesn't even have to be that way.
We have been on the receiving end of some of that social media.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has happened.
So have I. I mean, so has everybody. Everybody's experienced the kind of meanness that can happen on the internet. But we're all kind of encouraged to do that because that's what gets the most attention most quickly. But I really don't think it has to be that way. And I think that's one of the things that we like, because we're the first generation to have this tech. I think we've got to be the ones to be like, no, this isn't how the internet should make money. We want the internet. We want to be able to connect to each other. We want to do it through our phones, but we don't want it through this kind of manipulative advertising model. So
here's what I love.
Agreed.
I love that we agree on that.
Yes. Yeah.
And it never occurred to me to try and change it.
Yeah.
And your response was, I'm going to start something and do something different and make it a positive place.
I appreciate that.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. I mean, the truth is Hit Record, when Hit Record started, I wasn't thinking about that stuff at all. Mm-hmm. It was something that just evolved very organically over a long period of time, and I've come to sort of notice these things and read about it and learn, but it wasn't something that I initially like thought of myself.
Not and how did like, you meet Logic?
Oh,
I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's because of this man.
Yes, yeah. Okay,
yes. Right.
Dang it.
All right, we're going to talk about the special that you can see on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. You can just go to Hit Record YouTube channel. We made it for YouTube Originals.
It is so fascinating with Logic, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in the studio with us to tell you about a very amazing project. Saw it last night, loved it, probably watch it again today. How did you meet Logic? I forgot.
Oh, right. It was Jensen's fault. Yeah.
That's right.
So talk about Band Together with Logic, because if I got an invite to somehow collaborate with one of my favorite artists, I would jump at that chance.
Yeah.
How did that even come about that you're like, okay, we're going to put this all together. People from all over the world are sending in everything from their own raps to their vocals to
just like segments, a small sound.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so that was the idea, was how can we make a music show that's less about being a contest and more mm-hmm. about a collaboration? So
yeah.
At the end of the show, you don't have a winner per se, but you have a song that we all made together.
Dare
an
I say,
original song.
We're the winners.
You dare.
You could say that.
Can you get the boo again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Logic Magic laid down a rap at
Wait,
the start.
How was the pitch? Was the pitch easy for him, or was it difficult for him to get his head around, and I'm not positive I want to do it?
I mean, I think the reason it made sense to him is because we've been doing it a long time. Like, it wasn't a brand new thing. So we've made all kinds of things. We made a whole TV show this way of short films and animations and stuff, and I was able to play him some of the stuff from that show. And when he saw that, I was like, I've never seen anything made like that before.
And he's
I want to try this.
He's so community-based within his fans. Like, they're diehard.
He's so into his fans. Yeah. Like, in the beginning of the last album he put out, Young Sinatra 4, the first track is just a bunch of his fans leaving him voicemails.
Yeah.
So this actually makes perfect sense for him. He's always bringing fans up on stage, and he has like this uncanny ability to pick someone out within a crowd at one of his concerts, and he can tell based on like how they're singing along, like, oh, you really know these words.
We
he'll bring people up that
interesting.
Do hard, hard verses.
Joseph and I were both at the Troubadour show where he brought up a kid who looked like he was going to fail and in real life probably could put out an album himself.
He was doing such a fast and intricate rap, I can't do it at all.
It but was
like,
crazy.
That was, it's just some kid and Bobby Logic somehow knew, like, oh, that guy's going to be able to do it. And he did it.
So the beauty of this show is that it takes you through songwriting.
Yeah.
And I love that. I mean, I don't need an American Idol. A lot of people can sing, don't care. You start with nothing and you end up with a great song. That is amazing to me.
Yeah, it starts out with Bobby taking me into like his bus where he records when he's on tour. And he starts with, like you say, nothing. He goes to his producer, Six, and he's like, I want kind of like a James Brown beat. Six, like, puts down a drum beat, and Bobby just starts making a verse. And this is apparently how he writes all of his songs. He loops a beat in his headphones. He's got his notes on his phone, and he just starts saying gibberish. Like, they're not even words, but they're to the rhythm. And then as he goes, it's like he's playing drums with his voice, and then he starts, like, adding words slowly but surely, and they start coming together, and he starts writing it down into his phone when he finds something he likes, and he let us just sit there and record him, and he does it quick. It took him like 15 minutes or something to write a new verse this
week. He got super, super angry at himself for the one line that he couldn't. <No. laughs> He just couldn't get it right.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah, at first that wasn't in. They didn't put that in the first cut. I was like, oh, we have to put that part in.
Show he's human.
Well, that's what the creative process is, really. Yeah. Like, you don't find it at first, and it's frustrating. You hate yourself. And then if you keep trying, eventually you get something. And you're never quite satisfied, but you're like, okay, there it is. I did it.
So at what point did you put everything out there and say, all right, people, give us some input?
It was just after, like, he spent a half hour, like I said. He put down his basic beat, one verse. He knew the song wanted to be called Do What You Love. It wanted to be about people doing what they love, whether that's, you know, making music or being a parent or, like, doing whatever it is that they love. And then we just put that out to the world and said, okay, play on top of this. And at first it was just a call for like instrumentals. And he said,
like bassists and saxophonists and every type of instrument you can imagine.
So the cool thing was he asked for funk because he was picturing James Brown. He's like, I want funk. I want a flea bass line. I want horns. Some people did that.
Yep.
But then some people took it in totally different directions.
Some of them couldn't do that. And they were like, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send this in.
Exactly. And then he ended up liking it.
Yes.
And it ended up taking the song in a direction that he never would have expected. So it doesn't end up like really a James Brown funk song. That's the fun part of opening up the process, is it ends up somewhere you never would have expected.
Were you afraid that he wouldn't like anything that was coming in?
Yes. That was what I was very scared of. So we spent all this
don't
time.
Don't like that? Don't like that? What else you got? Don't like that?
Nope. Wouldn't use any of this. Goodbye.
But in the end, how much of it did you end up using? Like, how many different people contributed to the song?
So, I mean, it was tons and tons of people that contributed, and out of them, it narrowed down to 21 people. And by the way, the producers of the show wanted it to be like 6 people.
Yeah.
Because we flew them all out to LA. Yeah. But he kept liking more and more people. And I was like, I'm not going to stop him. We just need to get these people. We'll find it in the budget. We got to bring them out.
And the most impressive part of this whole thing is that these people who contribute to the songs have been getting paid by Joseph's projects since 2010.
Yeah, he records paid $2.7 million to different people over the years.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
So
amazing.
Great.
And one thing thing I especially loved about this was watching his brain work. When he'd hear a vocal and then he'd kind of write it off and then they'd move to another vocal, he'd go, wait, let's go back to that one, put it with this.
Yeah.
Things I would never think to put together. And then when you brought everybody out to see the diversity of the people,
yeah.
to see people that you would never, ever put together in a room that just had so much love for each other because of this collaboration. I'm telling you, if you don't cry during this, you have no soul.
None of them could believe when they flew to Los Angeles, and they were all in a studio, and they couldn't have been more excited, more happy, even before you and Logic walked in.
Yeah.
They were thrilled. I can't believe we're here.
Yeah. And they were thrilled to just be meeting each other.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the thing. You collaborate with people, and it's very intimate process. It's different than just talking. So that people would see each other and give each other these big family hugs.
Aww.
Because when you're making music with somebody, it's intimate. And you know, we didn't tell them that they were coming to LA to shoot the music video.
Yeah, you said just listen to the song.
Yeah,
right?
We told them, all right, we're going to have a listening party and you guys will get to hear the finished song and you're on it.
And that would have been enough for them.
Yeah.
They would have been thrilled.
Yeah, they were stoked.
Yeah.
But then after we listened to the song, then Bobby surprised them. He was like, and by the way, we're going to shoot the music video today, so if you have stage fright, figure it out. That's my favorite line.
So now that you have Logic, who would be another dream collaborator for this project?
Oh, that's such a good question. I was listening to your show on my way while I was driving over here.
Sorry.
And I listened to the remix you did of that Adele song.
Yeah.
Victor Fuentes?
I bet Adele would be really
good. Oh, I'm going to go Victor. Yeah, okay.
That makes sense. Victor Fuentes would be perfect to lead a collaboration.
Not for a second we were going to really have it.
If I had to choose between the two, I'm going Victor.
Let's fly out 21 people to work with Victor Fuentes. Sounds good.
Too much information, man.
When we came in this morning, we had voting online, and it was tied. It was one vote up separating he and Rodney.
I'm glad Victor won.
Same. It was crazy.
Amazing. We are, too.
It was crazy, and it was amazing. But, Victor Fuentes won.
Adele, though. We need to make this
happen. Adele would be good. Sia would be good, I think.
Yes.
She's such, a creative songwriter. She's, not just
giver.
A songwriter.
Yeah.
I think Sia would be really good, too.
Yeah, anyone with, a songwriting background that knows the process is willing to collaborate would be great.
Yeah.
Fred Durst.
Nah. Nah.
Just wanted to see your reaction.
Right,
just
trying to figure it out. Trying to figure it out.
Limp Bizkit was when I stopped listening to K-Rock, actually.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
I got bad news for you. I got bad news for you,
next
man.
Next up, Roland.
Now I'm that Jonah Hill dick who said something negative about someone else on the radio.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You're
sorry,
the first...
Fred. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
All right. You're the first guy to make fun of Limp Bizkit here on this show.
Yeah, no, not
today.
Really at all. Today, yes. Today, yes. I assume it would be easier to get the next person because you can show them this.
Oh, so much easier. Yeah, because this isn't a show that's really... Look, most television is formulaic.
Yes.
You make something that's very, very, very similar to something else, maybe change it a little bit, or don't even change it at all, and that's the television business.
Yeah.
We came in and we were like, we have a very different idea, and we're really lucky that Logic believed in it and did it, because now we can show somebody and they can be like, oh, I get it. But when you're just trying to explain it to somebody and they haven't seen it, it's hard for people to use their imagination.
Yeah.
Well, like
you
I said,
watch it.
Like I say, you have to watch it. It's really, really inspirational.
Thank you.
It's really positive, and these people are so excited. And there are a couple of them in wheelchairs that flew out and were in the video, and they were just over the moon. It's so good. It's called Band Together with Logic, and it's on YouTube. Go to Hit Record YouTube channel.
YouTube. Yeah, that's it.
And it's less than an hour, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Everything is so long.
Also, Joseph Gordon-Levitt been in the business his whole life, still not jaded, doing great things for people.
Agreed. Oh, thanks, man.
Says a lot.
That's very kind of you.
Agreed. Watch it. I can't tell you how much.
Thanks for having me on the show, you guys.
You're
it's always
best.
Such a pleasure
your
to be on this show.
Your favorite show, Kevin and Dean.
Yeah, my favorite my favorite radio show.
Welcome back to Kevin and Bean. This is the world-famous K-Rock. We're coming up on 9 a.m.
I mean, am I supposed to be here when we start?
You should
be. How does it work?
I mean, we did say 1 minute, and then I yelled out the door, 10 seconds. But you're talking to Jogo Lev.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Right?
Yeah.
You're probably apologizing for cutting him off mid-sentence.
Well, here's what was happening
in studio.
Here's what was happening is he was talking about Bean and saying how much he loved Bean and is happy that Bean's happy. And I didn't feel like that was a good time to turn and walk away. You know what I mean?
Like, you got stuck in sort of like a nostalgic beauty. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really, really sweet. And you guys were yelling 10 seconds. I was like, I can't. How rude would that be?
Right.
So sorry about
that. That's okay. That. I guess we'll talk about Keep It 100.
Sure. Thank you, Ellie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Keep It 100. We do.
Good Lord.
We do on Fridays.
Chip, I'm joining you.
Chip got here an hour ago, and she's complaining. Here are some of the songs that you've picked in the past, and then text your song to 1-800-520-1067. Hard times, gonna make you wanna, why you even try? Hard times, corrupt a personality. I'll pick my life like I'll be. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Check it out. I'd like to make myself believe. Jerry Bob! She's out back counting the stars. Riding on the metro. Keep It 100. Except for Owl City. Mm-hmm. Those are great choices.
Great choices.
How dare you?
Absolutely.
I have to defend this for being.
You don't have to.
If you want Owl City again, text it in.
Nope, you're not playing it. I'm saying we can overrule
it. They've got other songs, I think.
We can overrule it. I'm sure they do.
You and your hoots need to keep it down.
Text in at 1-800-520-1067. If you're Texter 100 and we have the song in our system, we will play it for you.
Absolutely.
Coming up just after 9 o'clock.
And just a reminder, you guys, we have just over an hour until tickets go on sale today. 10 a.m. at AXS.com for the 11th annual Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. It is happening Friday, April 26th at the Microsoft Theater. Here's the lineup. Ray Romano, Adam Ray, Eddie Ife, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Jamie Lee, but the piece de resistance.
I mean, I don't know that
the Kevin and Bean rap battle, you guys. Yeah! Beatboxer Joshua from Drop the Mic is going to be there. They're going to take on each other to the death, right?
I think someone dies.
That's what's going to happen. Someone's going to die.
Throat is slit.
I think someone dies, yeah.
So tickets on
someone
sale.
Someone bleeds out on stage, and then we bring out another comedian.
Oh, well.
And they perform while standing above their carcass.
I like it. Tickets on sale today, 10 a.m., AXS.com. Ticket prices starting at $30. And if you guys want those super cool seats, the ringside seats, that's the April Foolishness shirt, you're going to get that pre-party with Kevin and Bean. And then early access to the venue. Those are $125, and those are ringside seats. And, of course, the money all goes to Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund and Cedar Sinai NICU.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful
thing.
All
the comedians are doing it for free because it's a charity event.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
Can't lose.
Love it.
10 o'clock, AXS.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked about this earlier, and I want to see if maybe you're coming around on it. And if you're hearing it for the first time, I want to know your thoughts. It's a brand new show that originally debuted in South Korea to huge success. So John Legend decided, I want to bring it here. He is partnering with American Idol producer Simon Lithgow. And it's a show called Love at First Song. Here's what happens.
Nope.
The show creates couples through emotional performances in which the singers virtually rehearse a romantic duet. So they're rehearsing a duet together, but they haven't met each other yet.
Okay.
Then they reveal themselves and their potential chemistry.
Are they in the same room?
A performance. No, they aren't meeting each other.
Okay.
They're just virtually doing this duet together.
Okay.
Then the first time they meet, they perform the song together. During that performance, you judge, oh, is there any chemistry? Whatever. Then these couples live together, practice together, perform and compete together. But they may swap out partners every episode.
Oh, come on.
For love or for music. Love at First Song. Have you guys turned back around? You into it?
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
No, it sounds like a horrible mixture of other decent shows.
Yeah. It's like 8 shows in one.
Yeah.
What's the point? Yeah. It should have a point or something.
Agreed.
I mean, the point is love or music.
Mm-mm.
You guys, no? Not into it?
No.
I don't think
absolutely
so.
Not.
I'm not going to be into it.
Sounds terrible.
A little bit, though? Did you kind of...
Not even a bit.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
Nope. Okay.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Mm-hmm.
And my day is ruined.
I'm going to put you down as a maybe.
No.
No? Okay.
Please don't.
Pretty hard no.
All right.
Solid no.
Some birthdays for you guys. Eric Idle, Lucy Lawless, Amy Sedaris, Perry Farrell, and our very own Kev Dog.
Yeah!
Kevin Ryder, happy birthday. And that's when
on Fridays at this time, we do Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
keeping it 100. Keep it 100. Keep it 100. Keep it 100. I'ma keep it 100. The 100. Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
You
who
guys.
Who was close, Allie?
Who was close was Scott from Simi Valley. He wanted Audio Slave, Show Me How to Live.
We just played Audio. Oh, different song. Okay.
Different song.
We just played Audio Slave.
We would have done it, though, because we're stuck to
we would have
100.
To, but he was 99. And damn it, German from Sun Valley wanted to hear Limp Bizkit Faith. That was the number 101 song. We are so sad because Kevin was like, no, we have to stick to 100.
Oh, yeah, that's me. If we had to do that, we wouldn't have played Owl City. I'll tell you that right
Imagine
now.
Imagine Joseph Gordon-Levitt, though, on the way home.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Texter 100 is named Ian from Burbank. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
How's your weekend plans?
My weekend plans are going to be fun. I got a friend's wedding coming up on tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, are you one of those guys that goes to weddings and you're like, everyone's feeling the love. I'm so going to get a little bit busy in a broom closet.
I am going to be hitting the dance floor as hard as I can.
That's good. Yeah. All right. And by dance floor, you mean bridesmaid. Right? Okay.
We'll see.
Ian, how many times have you texted this song to try and get it on keep
actually, this is the first time.
Nice.
I've usually been trying Violent Femmes, but I was 99, and you guys said I was 99, so I sort of felt like I had to change it up.
Look at you,
Ian. All right. You want to introduce our Keep It 100 song?
Yep. So I was scrolling through my YouTube playlist recently, and this was a song that came up. So this is Southside by Moby on K-Rock.
Keep It 100.
Thank you, Ian, for suggesting that song. It's Southside with Moby featuring Gwen Stefani. Mm-hmm. Like we do after the song, Allie. What year was that put out?
That was definitely early 2000s.
Okay.
If not late 90s.
I think I said year.
Okay.
You missed that during the break. She says these things out loud and then just stares at us to see if
to
there's
see
any
of them react.
Yeah.
And I said, it's early 2000s. And Jensen said, yep.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, it's not 99. I think it's 2001. 2001. Yeah. 2001.
November 7th.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of the year.
Right.
2000.
So close. So close. So
really close.
Dang it.
Do you look that stuff up?
I do every single week.
Oh,
you guys
knew
are
it.
Stupid.
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff. Right?
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know, I barely listen.
It'd be weird if you heard everything that we speak, so I'm here to wrap up all the bits from the week. We had a soundbite bracket and a winner was crowned. Rodney heard Victor won and all he said was,
wow.
And April Foolishness has a few tickets left, where Kevin and Bean will rap battle till death. They both got a chance, so who will you choose? Listen, I have to coach him, so you know I'm gonna lose. Matt Money Smith and funny last words. Bob Saget and people impersonating birds. Adam Ray, Brian Callen, RJ Bell. We had Kevin's birthday and JGL. Bean was in London for an early visit. Dr. Drew said my brains are probably aneurysm, so if you have a headache, you'll probably die fast. You missed that, download the podcast.
Oh, I like it.
A lot of stuff.
We're telling people that they can die fast.
Jeez.
If you have a headache. I'm not sure that was the takeaway.
Good luck,
that.
Everyone. Have a good weekend.
Want to mention again, K-Rock presents 11th Annual Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. It is Friday, April 26th at the Microsoft Theater. Adam Ray Romano, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Ift, Jamie Lee, plus Kevin and Bean rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets on sale today at 10 o'clock.
That's like 20 minutes.
Right?
It's 19.
AXS.com.
Thank you.
Look at Allie.
I just did math.
AXS.com in 10 minutes.
And also, if there's ringside seats, $125, you get a shirt, you get to hang out with us before, you get preferred seating.
Awesome.
Early entry.
What?
You get to hug Allie?
Let's slow down.
Hug Bean. He loves it.
Bean is a toucher.
He does love it.
Yes.
Bring your kid and then introduce him to Bean. Bean loves kids.
Bean adores children.
And if you don't want to pay that much, tickets start at $30.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You guys.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. AXS.com. We've got Kat in here because Kat Corbett, the lovely Kat Corbett, joins us on Fridays to tell us about cool things. But Kat, did you hear that Nicolas Cage has filed for an annulment after a whopping 4 days of being married?
Well, that's appropriate as opposed to some other annulments that have come down the pipeline lately.
Are you Gwen Stefani right now?
I'm just saying. Yeah, come on, people.
It's been a while.
Who did he marry?
A woman he's been dating.
I mean, it's 4 days. Who cares?
It's a woman he's been dating since April, but apparently they had gone to Vegas and they applied for a marriage license last week. Some say they got married that same day, and then 4 days later, he's like, this is not what I wanted. So, it's very Nicholas.
He gave it a try, though.
He gave it the old college try.
He
did give it. Mm-hmm. 4 days.
Yeah. He tried.
He did try.
You are right.
He's found national treasure and quicker.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean? Like 3 days, tops. He could find any sort of treasure or treasure chest.
Yes, those are movies.
Remember when he was like the hottest thing ever?
Like in movies, or you mean you were attracted to him?
Well, in movies, but he was also had that like gruff man babe vibe. Like I'm talking way back.
Yeah, like Peggy Sue Got Married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 48 Hours, like stuff like that. He was like the grumpy, like kind of,
before he turned himself into an impersonator of himself?
Yes.
Okay. Before he purchased like $1 million lizard skull?
Before that picture from the Malibu Inn after he got busted.
Listen, I thought he was hot in Raising Arizona.
Wait, are you thinking of Nick Nolte?
Wait, didn't you say Nick
Nolte?
No, Nick Cage.
No,
because when you said 48
Cage.
Hours, I was like, I think
and
she might
have. And I was wondering when he became
gruff. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I thought Nick Nolte.
But I do like the idea that you... Do you think Nick Cage is hot?
Welcome to my world,
okay,
Kat.
Let's go back to Nicolas Cage.
Uh-huh.
Valley Girl.
Yeah.
As Randy.
Adorable.
Come on.
Okay.
Wild at Heart.
Yes.
Come on.
Even Raising Arizona.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. But
and he had that gruff voice, that really low gruff voice.
Oh, now it's the Malibu Inn. No, and then it went to Con Air and I was out.
Con Air was terrible.
Oh, my God.
I love Con Air.
That's high praise.
I can't.
Con Air.
It was awful.
All right. Maybe it's just me.
Wow, I'm sorry. I just, like, went to another Nick plane. That was really...
I mean, listen, they're both okay. They're both bonkers, so I can see how you...
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, do you think that The Simpsons is live action?
Allie thought animation and live action were the same.
This morning, Chip, yes. You missed a lot when you were sleeping in. Shut up, Chip.
Wow, we are all defective.
Today,
live action and animation were the same.
There, a lot of stuff happened this morning that none of us are proud of.
You missed. She was like, I can't believe Stewie talks. A baby talks. She believes all cartoons are real.
I mean, a dog talking
is
realistic.
Precious.
She has issues.
Thank you. I also tried roping Jensen into the madness.
It didn't work.
I'm like, well, you're dumb just like me on that. He's like, no, uh-uh. All right, I'm going to leave you with this, because Jensen, you're trying to figure out a name for your baby boy that's due later this summer.
I am. And in the lead right now, Anthony.
Anthony. Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, great.
I'm going to strike that and say absolutely not.
All right. Well,
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Here's why I bring it up. 1 in 7 parents admit that they made a terrible mistake with the name that they chose for their child. This is according to a study. Researchers found that despite loving the name at the time, millions of moms and dads grew to despise it. Amazingly, 28% of people even told their kid that they regret choosing that name.
Wow.
And more than 1 in 10 said their children have told them that they don't like the name themselves.
Robert.
So this is insane, you guys. 1 in 7 parents regrets choosing
should
a name.
Should be more.
Yeah,
I think
should be
nowadays,
more than that.
Yes, because people try going unique and then they're like, that was really dumb.
Kevin, you like yours looking back?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't mind Kevin. But,
well,
Kevin everywhere in media is always the dumb guy.
Yeah.
So, that's not ideal.
That's not the best.
Right, it's not what I would have wanted.
Right, it's still a very solid name.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome, Kevin.
The way you said it.
Kevin!
My friends named their kid Winston, and they're calling him Winnie, and it's driving me crazy. I'm just going to say that.
I like the name Winston, I just don't think the shortening is right.
Their kid is a dog. Is what you're saying. That's a great dog name.
I hate this poor kid. I'm just like, oh my God.
You hate the kid because of the name?
Well, kind of now. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
That is not part of the research that I came across.
That's cat's research.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I'm just thinking about him being a kid and like other kids are vicious.
Yeah. Winston's a kick-ass name.
I like that name.
Winnie.
Yeah, when he's like 30, it is.
No.
I like Winston.
Winston's a cool name for a kid.
They're already calling him Winnie.
Winnie's not great.
Winnie does not work.
Unless you're Winnie Cooper, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
1 in 7. That's insane.
1 in 7. Mm-hmm. All right, Kat, tell us cool things that we want to hit up maybe this weekend or later.
All right, so I'm telling you about this now. It doesn't happen until May, but the early bird tickets are on sale, and I'm pretty sure this will sell out because it covers something that we all love, which is
butt stuff.
Which is what? I'm sorry? I heard butt stuff.
Yeah, that's what I heard. What is it?
Tacos.
Tacos. Oh, I mean, all right.
I mean, kind of same.
Other side.
It is Tacotopia.
You just said other side.
I didn't say it.
Tacotopia is a hybrid amusement park and taco festival.
Okay.
In May, the location is TBD. There will be 20 taco environments where you can pretend to be taco filling.
I'm sorry, what?
You can sit in an avocado chair.
Okay.
What is going on?
Why?
You can even try out the taco teeter totter.
No.
No. What are we doing?
No.
Guys, how do you make tacos bad?
I think no.
Sit in an avocado chair and then you can be taco meat?
You can pretend to be taco filling.
Like lettuce and cheese?
I'm just saying, maybe they pile everybody into on top of each other. I don't know.
I think it's a great idea.
Tacotopia. Get your tickets now, people.
Okay.
All right. This one is wicked cool for all of you horror movie fans like myself. I like scary movies. This is obviously not for Dave King of Mexico because he's terrible. This is an immersive experience celebrating movies like It and The Lost Boys and Nightmare on Elm Street and Beetlejuice. I have friends that went to a preview of this. And there's like a giant, it's as big as this room, Freddy Krueger. Blade hand.
Love
like,
it.
This is a photo op type of place.
Instagram friendly.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Beetlejuice characters, you know, when they stretched their faces and made all these, like, weird things. They have all of these special stuff and, like, sharks. And so if you're a horror movie fan, it is opening up on Thursday. And so find I Like Scary Movies on Twitter, and you can find the link. It's at the Desmond Building on Wilshire, which is actually just a couple blocks from us.
So. All right.
We should go. Yeah, we can go. And then just quickly, K-Rock to the rescue. You know, we like to draw attention to adoptable animals. Mm-hmm. We have been going to Ashland Hill in Santa Monica for many Tuesdays for Yappy Hour.
Love it. Bring it. Oh, there's one of the pups.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would
so bring, you can bring your dog?
Bring your pooch, yeah. And they have special menus, and you get to hang out with other dog lovers.
Do you have
and
to
it's
sit
Tuesday.
In an avocado?
Do you have to become taco meat?
Right?
And then mauled to death by the dogs.
You have to spread shredded cheese on your mouth?
So that's what's going on.
Why is your mouth?
I don't know.
Not sure.
It's Friday.
Kind of off the I threw this whole off the rails by mistaking Nick Nolte and Nicolas
Cage. I mean, you
Cage.
Did. That's true.
I apologize.
But I'm grateful because mm-hmm. it's usually me, so thank you.
I'm happy I put it together.
I mean, you at least know that animation is not live action.
Ellie, how many tickets, how many minutes until the tickets go on sale for April Fool's?
From right now?
Uh-huh.
She got
lucky. We've got 10 minutes because it's 9:50 and
she
tickets go on sale at AXS.com at 10 a.m. for the 11th annual April Fool's.
Come hang out with us, guys.
Por favor.
Come on.
Hey, let's talk some birthdays. Eric Idle, Lucy Lawless, Amy Sedaris, Perry Farrell, and...
I'm just a douchebag.
Very own Kevin Ryder.
Yes! Right! I love mimes.
Loves mimes. Kevin.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I think Kevin is doing exactly as well as anyone might have expected someone like him to perform in a position like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
Okay. That's...
What is it about Kevin that makes you love him?
He's so simple.
It's good advice. Yeah.
I'm not a smart guy.
Oh, Kevin.
On your birthday?
It's like you catch a fish in a lake and you put it out on the ground and just like flops around on the ground completely. It's like a fish out of water is what it's like. Well said.
Yeah.
Some greatest hits.
What is kale? Is that fish?
Nice work, Kevin.
Thank you.
Nice work.
Hoogie-hoo!
All right, Kevin, we're done.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helplessness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. We'll have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Bonk, bonk.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
Under no circumstance.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
I hate that person. I hate him.
This one seems to be about
I'm an escort, you guys. I'm a hooker.
And I need another hit.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about the other day, fool? Dinosaurs. Crazy, right?
Buster, if that's not proof of alien life, I don't know what the hell is.
Roll another one.
Oh, hello.
Just like the other one.
Jalapeno!
This one seems to be about
spent. And America said,
and I don't have another cent.
Alexa, add spoon knife to my shopping list.
Is it butt stuff?
Just pass it around.
Sally, are you high right now or something?
And don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I don't even think of your doctor.
Or just pass it on down.
That was a rush.
I wetted my pants a little bit, but it was worth it.
And why are all of you still here? Why are you here? You're all incompetent. I keep telling you that, and you keep coming back. Well, don't. Get out!
Now?
No. Get out!
Go.
Go! Get out!
I stand behind my decision. This press conference is over.
I can't see you now. I can't hear you now. You're not here now. La, 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 la.